today we begin with floorball and the Sports World Championship held in Ostrava and Prague, which reached a crescendo in the Czech capital on Sunday. Over 13,000 people turned out to see the first game of the day, the Czech Republic versus Switzerland, in a game to decide third place. Just 2.5 minutes before full time, the Czechs were leading 4-3, a scoreline which, had it stood, would have given them their greatest result ever. However, the more experienced Swiss managed to equalise, forcing overtime in which they scored in the dying seconds to take bronze with a 5-4 win. Some of the Czech players were in tears afterwards, but coach Zdeněk Skružný says they can hold their heads up.
5 minutes ago I said to players in our locker room that they must be proud of their games, practices and everything about floorball during last 10 days. And I think that this event was the best world championships in floorball in history. And I hope that from January our clubs in the whole Czech Republic, they will have some troubles with a lot of small floorball players.
Following the game for third place, Sweden, who had won every previous floorball world championship, took on Finland in the final, with the Finns running out 7-6 winners in overtime. Some 14,208 spectators were in attendance, making it the second highest gate ever for a floorball game. Skiing now, and just 19 seconds separated Sharka Zahrobska from third place in a Slalom World Cup event in Spain's La Molina on Sunday. It was the Czech's second-best placing of the season, after her historic first World Cup win in Aspen 2 weeks previously. Football, and Pavel Nedved has dismissed reports he's ready to sign a new deal that would keep him at the Italian giants Juventus for one more season. The former European Player of the Year, who is 36, had previously said he planned to retire next summer and denied that his wife told an Italian newspaper otherwise. That said, Nedved didn't state categorically that he wouldn't extend his career by another 12 months. By the way, he came off injured during Juve's 4-2 win over AC Milan on Sunday night. Milan Baroš has been looking like a player reborn this season and is now joint top scorer in the Turkish league with 11 strikes. The 27-year-old, who failed to impress at a series of clubs before arriving at Galatasaray, scored one and set up another as they beat Gençler Birliği, I hope I'm saying that right, 3-1 away on Friday. That's all the sport for today.